Well, hey, Gerard, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Doing great, thanks. Vince Wilfork said of you yesterday, you get mad if you miss a tackle, a single tackle. Have you missed any this year?
I think I missed two or three, something like that. I do get a little upset about that. You know, your goal on defense is to tackle the guy with the ball, so anytime you miss him, you should get mad.
He also said that he believes that you could have played at the U. I think he meant that as a compliment, but, you know, I mean, hey. Tennessee, Miami, what's up?
Oh, man, check the last time Tennessee and Miami played, see what happened. I think that was, 2000, it probably was 2003 or something like that. I think Tennessee broke the Orange Bowl streak they had going on. You know that winning streak they had going on? Tennessee broke that. I think the score was like 10-7 or something. Check that out.
Don't be telling us. Tell Vince.
Yeah, you're right. Now that I know, I'm definitely going to tell him.
Hey, let's talk a little bit about cold weather. Deion Branch told me on Monday, he was laughing. He said, I feel bad for Mr. Kraft. He spent all the money on that practice bubble up there, and we never get to use it. You know what it's like to play up in the Northeast in the winter, and Bill Belichick makes sure you practice in it too. So you pretty much know where you're going to be every day, don't you?
Yeah, every day we're outside, and I think that's really been an advantage for us this year, you know, especially this time of the year. Like last week going down to Chicago, and the weather was pretty bad. But you know, those guys were used to it as well, but you know, the weather up here in the Northeast is pretty brutal as well.
It's probably something you weren't used to coming here as a rookie. I mean, you grew up in Virginia, and then you played college ball at Tennessee. So when if you can think back, when was your education with cold weather and practicing in cold weather? When was that moment when you said, oh, man, this is a completely different ball game right now?
When I woke up one morning, it was like 6 inches of snow on the ground. When we went into a meeting, and Coach Belichick was talking to us about how to drive in the snow for all of us. You know that from down south, so you know it's pretty brutal up here. But I think I'm used to it now.
Do you think it's to the Patriots' advantage if the weather's bad and there's snow coming down?
You know, I think so. You know, speaking from when I first got to New England, the bad weather games, we played well. You know, we played Tennessee Titans last year in brutal weather, and I think we won that game 59-0. And the Chicago game was bad weather, and we won that pretty handily. I think we play well in the snow and in bad weather in general.
Why?
Because Coach, you know, he puts a lot of stress on us in practice as far as the weather is concerned. He tells us in the morning, he's like, whatever the weather is, dress for it, and we'll deal with the elements. You know, sometimes you'll see him squirting water on the ball to make it a wet ball, you know, for rainy games and things like that. But he stresses us so much in practice and in the meeting rooms, I think, when it actually does happen and the weather comes up, I think we're well prepared for it.
It's kind of like when you're 14 or 15 years old and you look back at pictures when you were 10 and you say, man, I can't believe I look like that. I'm a different person now. The defense is the same way. You look back to Cincinnati, you look back to how the defense looked against the Jets. It's a completely different look, a completely different feel. What do you think the big difference has been between the early performance of your defense and your defense lately?
I just think the overall maturity of the guys, you know, you know, people already know I'm one of the old guys, and I'm only in my third year, so I'm still really a young guy. But at the same time, some of these young guys like Devin McCourty, Spikes, all those guys, Jermaine Cunningham, all those guys who have really taken on the role, you know, that the coaches have put on them, they're putting that extra time in the film room and things like that. So I think the overall maturity of this defense is really the key factor for us getting getting better.
What was the adjustment like for you last week? You've started with Spikes. For many games, Spikes was not available after being suspended. What was that adjustment like being next to Guyton again?
You know, it wasn't a problem at all. You know, we're treating the Spikes incident as an injury. You know, like he's out with an injury. And you know, I played with Gary. He came in. We came in together. And Gary played an excellent game, so it wasn't a problem at all.
Are you ever surprised when you get the defensive game plan, when you guys first go into your meetings and you come back to work on Wednesday, do they ever surprise you? Do you ever look at it and go, whoa, I never thought that would happen?
No, not really. You know, we get a whole new playbook each and every week, so, you know, we're pretty much used to it. But now, you know, as the defense is getting older and maturing, we're getting a little bit more each and every week, and I think that's good for the team.
And I know you've got a real, you know, next man up mentality, and it's served this team so well in the past, but I mean, there have got to be guys playing beside you. You don't even know their names yet.
You're right. And, you know, we have some guys banged up right now, but, you know, we're getting to know each other, you know, quickly. We spend a lot of time at the facility, so I'm sure by the end of the day, you'll know each other's social security numbers. That's how much time we spend together. So,
do you feel like you're scrambling a bit? If you're looking for, I'm sure for you, you've got to prepare for both quarterbacks, Rodgers and Flynn. But do you feel like you're scrambling a bit for some film on Flynn since Rodgers has been the man there?
To be honest with you, we have a pretty substantial amount of film on Flynn. Of course, he's not Aaron Rodgers, but at the same time, he does a lot of the same things. He can move around in the pocket. He can make all the throws. But at the same time, we're preparing for both quarterbacks. This isn't the first time we've had to do this either. I remember going into the Minnesota game, we had to prepare for Tavares Jackson and Brett Favre, which are two completely different quarterbacks. At least this week, the quarterbacks are fairly similar in playing style.
What are the differences between Ryan Grant, who's out for the season, and the committee of running backs that Green Bay uses now?
To be honest with you, Ryan Grant, he's a great running back, but this running back by committee, these guys are always bringing fresh legs in the game. I think Jackson has done an excellent job for him, not only running the ball, but also catching passes out the backfield. I think he's fifth on the team and receiving or something like that. And then you bring in Kuhn and those other guys who are completely different running backs. Those guys are doing an excellent job. They have fresh legs, and you're a little bit tired. So that running back by committee has been working well for them.
You talked about the style of play of Flynn being similar to Rodgers. They are both pretty athletic quarterbacks, guys who will get out and run with it. In fact, that's how Aaron Rodgers got his second concussion. If you had your druthers, do you prefer pocket passers, guys you know where they're going to be, you know what they're going to do, as opposed to guys who will bring it back down under their arm and take off from time to time?
I prefer pocket passers all day. Running quarterbacks, that's one more thing you have to prepare for. And then you're looking around to see where the line of scrimmage is and see if you can go get them or not. But, I always prefer playing pocket quarterbacks. And I actually had the opportunity to play against Matt Flynn in college when he was at LSU. So I'm pretty familiar with him as far as that's concerned as well.
Who won that game?
They beat us.
Oh!
It was a good game. It was the SEC championship game, as a matter of fact. And he's a good quarterback. They had a good team as well, So
what happened in the game? I bet you got something.
Well, what happened? Let me tell you what happened. Our quarterback threw a pick six. And, they ran it back, I think, down to like a three or something. The score was 10-7, I think. Something like that. Look, I think it was 07. 07 SEC championship game. So,
did I just hear you throw the quarterback under the bus? Is that what just happened?
Did I do that?
Well, let's just put it this way. I doubt you'll do it again where you are now.
Exactly.
Hey, Gerard, good luck this weekend. We'll talk to you next week.
Hey, thanks, guys.